This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, so I just want to let you all know I got some questions about Buttercup. Buttercup is the mama cow that delivered twins, and she was having a really, really tough time. Well, Buttercup is doing just great. She's 14 years old, and she's been having calves every year. And she's a great mama. She's right outside the studio, and her calves. I have a video of our son and Mrs. Fennelli, and the calves, when it's really cold, they're still bottle calves. Mama's milk hasn't come in yet, and hopefully it will come in soon, like within a couple days. And so the calves are on some hay in the garage, and the garage is part of the house. So we built a little pen for them. And, you know, they're just a couple days old. So they have been trained so to follow our son and Mrs. Fennelli out of the garage, around the solar panels, into the front yard where they join their mama. And all we do is just call them and say, come on, girls. And they just follow our son and Mrs. Fennelli like puppies. They don't even need a leash, and they just come. They figured it out, and it works great. So mama and the twin girls are doing just wonderfully. And but we did lose 5 cows and calves so far this year to the violent extremes of the weather, and it's been brutal. I'm talking 40 and 50 degree temperature changes, freezing rain, you know, nice and warm, then it rains, then it freezes. And it's rough on the cows, it's rough on the calves, it's rough on the farm. It's just miserable, and that's a courtesy of the guys who are spraying. And I hope they enjoy karma for all the damage they've done to the planet. And I hope they all enjoy karma soon. Welcome, Bert.
Hi, Vince. Good morning, and glad to see the cows are doing well. And, well, we're going to talk a little bit about weather, but a different kind of weather a little later. But first, I guess I want to give a quick update on some of our other topics that we've discussed the last few classes. And that would be the stock market, where, and again, it's not technology, but we bring it up because it's kind of a major change that was occurring in terms of the type of companies that were doing well on the stock market for the last few years. Well, that changed starting a few months ago. We talked about it as a matter of education, and that trend continues. In fact, it continues today. We call it the Kathy Woodstocks because she created a fund and what's called an electronic trading fund, ETF, that had the top 25 of these stocks in it. Many of them had no real business. Some were great businesses, just vastly overvalued. And again, that trend continues today. There was a pop-up earlier in the week, and, you know, someone asked me, you know, gee, they've already gone down in many cases 50%. Should I, and I still have them, should I hold on or maybe even buy more? And I said, well, you know, these trends usually go on for not days or weeks, but more often than not, these trends continue for months or years. And so I would not want to buy more of those stocks. They're probably going to continue to go down. And, of course, that trend did go back today. They're back down again. So just putting that out as a little bit of financial education. Do your own research. Do your own, especially stock research. The stock market is, by its nature, extremely risky. And we just throw that out there. And the other word of advice is be diverse. diversified. The other big thing going on is interest rates in the Federal Reserve. And Vince, we've talked about it in other classes, but we know the Federal Reserve was printing money like crazy the last couple of years and also doing what is termed quantitative easing, which the name makes no sense. It's basically buying up bonds, which is just flooding the market, flooding the economy with cash. So they've stopped doing that a year late, but they stopped doing that as of now of buying more bonds. But really, they should get them off the balance sheet because there's what's called our yield curve is starting to get inverted, which almost always signifies a downturn in the economy. So the Federal Reserve really screwed things up. More often than not, they're always late to the game, get things wrong. What it means for class is that interest rates are going up. They're probably going up significantly. And believe it or not, right now, well, it's not a surprise. Right now, the current interest rates are for almost anything, if you're able to get a loan, is below the rate of inflation. So it's probably good if you have a mortgage at 3 or 4 or 5% because your home's going up 10%, and we know for sure interest rates are going up. So that trend is probably going to continue for a couple of years. I know some people also blame it on the supply chain. I think, as I've mentioned before in class, I think that's getting it backwards. I think the supply chain was screwed up because of all the artificial demand that was injected into the economy by that influx of money. So the supply chain is correcting itself. That's a bit of good news. The wait times at the docks in Long Beach have been going down. That's a good thing. The ships, remember those pictures of all the ships at sea? Well, that's getting better, so that's a good thing. And, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. Unemployment is still extremely low, and there's lots of jobs out there. So it's a very mixed bag economy. So that's a little update, but I think what you can count on is interest rates are going to go up and probably a lot higher. So just something to throw out there. And we're not saying anything that other people don't know, but we're just making it obvious in case, you're sitting at home and you're thinking what to do. If you were going to refinance, it's still a good time to refinance, even though rates have gone up because they're going up higher. And we'll check back periodically and see how things are going on that.
Is that my cue?
Well, I got to get a sip of coffee.
Well, Bert, I have a couple comments.
Sure.
We'll use it as my cue. So you're talking about the economy. And so, class, we are not recommending buying, selling, or investing anything, okay? Nothing.
Or taking a loan or not do your own research.
Yeah. Anything involving anything, whether it be money or gardening, do your own research. Don't believe anything you hear in the media, see in the media, read in the media, even here at USA Prepares. Don't believe a word of it. Okay. So, Bert, there are about six ways, at least, that I can think of off the top of my head for getting rich quickly. Okay. One way is stealing. Okay. You can get rich quickly by stealing other people's money, goods, whatever.
Second way is free room and board with that too a lot of times.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm not recommending this. I'm just saying these are ways that people can get rich quickly. One, they can steal it. They can counterfeit currency. People have done that in the past. They've stolen and they've counterfeited currency. People have created Ponzi schemes. That's another way. Winning the lottery is another way. Selling something that you don't have. Telling people that, and that was even something that was that damaged our company in California. There was a competitor who was selling something he didn't have, which he purported to be what we built. We built it. He copied just the box, said he was going to sell it for half the price, and people bought the promise of his delivery, which never happened. Okay, so you can sell something you don't have. That's a way you can get rich quickly. And another way is selling stock. Okay? Those are the ways to get rich quickly. Start a company, sell stock, and say, shoot, we thought we were going to invent it, and we thought we could do it, and it didn't work. Sorry. and then the company shuts down. So those are the ways. Then I wanted to mention something else, talking about credentials and the ability to do things. Well, one of our family members has a pretty extensive resume in the IT field. And this family member gets texts. Hey, listen, we got the perfect job for you. You're a consultant. We've got it. Send me your resume. And these come in as texts. Send me your resume. And there's this belief that there's a job that's going to pay more, better hours, more flexibility, and there's no such thing. It is a ruse. If someone wants to hire you, class, there is no reason why they can't call you on the phone. You can't call them. You need to have their number, their address, etc. You need to know who the heck they are before you give out anything. Calls come in here, people, like every 15 minutes, people want to develop a website for us. And they go, Vincent Finelli? And I say, who? Vincent Finelli? Who? And finally, they give up. Okay? They're trying to sell me something, and I am not interested. So that's how I handle it. And they finally say, don't call that guy anymore. It's a nuisance. That guy just doesn't even communicate very well. Okay, so those are my comments. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so that's some good advice. So the other topic to kind of update the class on, and we've talked about it, and it is a more serious issue than most people realized, is the 3G obsolescence as 5G rolls out. So everyone says, oh, well, I don't have a 3G phone. So, you know, I got rid of that phone, you know, 5 years ago. Well, you might have gotten rid of your 3G phone, but that doesn't mean you got rid of devices that use 3G. And we've talked before about how many cars put 3G data modules into their under the hood to basically connect different features and services that are on the car to the internet and to databases. So it was used for navigation. It was used for if you had an emergency and you had to get roadside assistance or call for help. But it went beyond cars, Vince. And so more seriously, even if you can believe that, is home security systems. I know I had an option to put a module into my home security system. I opted not to do it and just keep an alternative method I have to contact the central office. But a lot of home security systems have modules that if there's a break-in, it goes through a cellular system to call the central office, which then either calls the fire department or the police department. A lot of those are 3G. And, you know, you might have just had your little mom-and-pop burglar alarm company put it in. They may not even know about it or have the wherewithal to start going through their database and calling up people that they installed alarms 5 or 10 years ago to find out if they had a 3G cellular module in there. You know, how will you even know? I mean, you won't know till it tries to make the call and it doesn't work, because there's nothing there's nothing on the module that says I'm only going to last till January 2022. So.
And there's another thought. You know, when you get sold one of these systems, they say, yeah, this will automatically call the police department or the fire department. There's no guarantee that the police will even show up. There's just a belief that when you call them, they're going to show up.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hey, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Bert, to my right, I can reach the receiver with my right hand, and it's in the studio, right in the studio desk. It's a stereo AM/FM receiver. It's made by Panasonic. Technics by Panasonic. It's an SA-80 model, SA-80. It's built in 1979, and I paid $20 for it used about 30 years ago. Right now, they sell for between $150 and $200 on eBay with shipping. I just checked. And it works perfectly every day, and it has worked perfectly every day for the last 43 years. So, here, you know, when I bought it about 30 years ago for $20, I expected it to last a lifetime. And it looks like it might do it, okay? But today's products, the manufacturers pull out the services that go with the products at a record rate, and the customers have no idea that the manufacturers or the service providers that let those products work, like the 3G, 4G, and soon to be 5G, we have no idea how long they're going to be viable. And it's an outrage. And people are putting their eggs in a basket that makes no sense to me. For example, Apple had a massive outage several days ago. iCloud went down. The store went down. Everything went down. Apple. And people think, well, yeah, but it's safe. You know, it's in the cloud. It's on the internet. I can get to it. That's absolutely not true. Because companies pull stunts like Bert's talking about, like the manufacturers of automobiles that have the help button, you know, as part of the features, or the navigation button as part of the features of these cars that will no longer work because 3G has been discontinued. Bert, back to you.
Well, you can buy a new car. I guess that's what they were thinking.
I forgot about that. Yes.
You know what else?
Please continue.
You know what else? We're built with 3G data modules. The ankle bracelets used by law enforcement agencies. So you might have some parolee or child sex offender that has to wear one of these. And I guess we're not trying to give any advice to any criminals for sure, but it might be they're no longer being tracked. Now, I'm pretty sure the major police departments across the country, you know, are always refreshing their inventory, so they probably have, you know, the 4G or 5G modules on their ankle bracelets. But, hey, like, for instance, your town of Mayberry, where they just started using those darn devices, they probably have 2G ankle bracelets. So,
yeah. We live in Mayberry, that's for sure. That's for sure. And you know what? It's kind of nice living in Mayberry because we take care of our own. And, you know, some people just don't want to bother us because they know that we take care of our own. And, you know, when things get worse, you know, the neighbors around here have talked about it. They have backhoes, they have wood furnaces, they have fire pits, and when people start getting out of control and they show up around here, what's that? Hotel California, you can enter, but you can never leave? Is that what they say?
Right.
Bert, back to you.
Right. So anyway, just updating the class, you know, if you do have a home security system where you know you have a cellular module that's used to contact the police or the central office, you might want to just check and make sure you don't have 3G, because if you do, it's probably all already not operating properly. Cars, probably you got a notification from your automaker. Some are offering free replacements. Some are offering a replacement if you pay for it. And some have no way to put in a replacement because of the way the interface was configured. They just can't put in a new module, or to do so would be so costly they just don't want to do it. So it really varies by car. We, you know, we read through a bunch of the models, but it's pretty expensive. So probably best you just check with the car dealer. So Vince,
yeah,
you know,
my vehicles don't have any of that stuff. Believe it or not, my 1996 Mercedes doesn't have any of that stuff.
But you got to turn the crank.
Turbocharger.
You got to turn your crank though every morning.
It's going to start right up. I'm going to move it today. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Thursday sued Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The 108-page lawsuit filed in Florida claims the defendants maliciously conspired to publicize a false narrative that their Republican opponent was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. A fire broke out at Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado, Thursday. It happened on the third level, and the city's fire department said in a tweet no injuries were reported. The fire department posted several photos showing large flames engulfing seats. Ukraine continues to ask world leaders for assistance in their plight from Russian invaders. President Zelensky via a translator.
The Ukrainian army has been resisting under unequal conditions. I have been repeating the same thing for a month now. To save people and our cities, Ukraine needs military assistance.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Yellow taxis in New York City and Uber ride-sharing are teaming up in the Big Apple.
Uber has said it will list New York City's yellow taxis on its app, a move that could help the ride-hailing giant overcome a driver shortage in the biggest U.S. market. The city for years has been a battleground between Uber and yellow taxi drivers who have long protested against the company's technology on the grounds it disrupted the industry and limited their earnings. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden is sending mixed messaging to his actions taken against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The president takes a question from NATO headquarters on Thursday.
What makes you think Vladimir Putin will alter course based on the action you've taken today?
Let's get something straight. You remember, if you covered me from the very beginning, I did not say that, in fact, the sanctions would deter him. That's not what I said. You're playing a game with me. I know. The answer is no. I think what happens is we have to demonstrate the purpose, the single most important thing. It's for us to stay unified.
President Biden's administration officials over the past few months.
Our intention is to have a deterrent effect.
The president believes that sanctions are intended to deter. The purpose of the sanctions, in the first instance, is to try to deter Russia from going to war.
We want them to have a deterrent effect, clearly, and he hasn't invaded yet.
The allied relationship is such that we have agreed that the deterrence effect of these sanctions is still a meaningful one.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. And Bert, I just checked the gas prices. In Los Gatos, California, the lowest price is $6.50 a gallon, and so the lowest price stations are between $6.49 and $6.99. Those are the lowest.
Yeah, do you remember back in the 70s 70s when they had to solve a problem where they only had two digits on the gas pumps. So, you know, when gasoline started going over a dollar, they didn't know what to do. You could only go to 99.9, you know, the big numbers being the 9 and the first 9 and 9. So we might have the same problem when we go over $10 a gallon, right? There might be an issue.
Yeah, what they were
that.
Doing. Yeah, so, Glass, here's what they did. Literally, no joke. They would not use the monetary display on the gas pump. They would go by the number of gallons and multiply it by the current price. That's what they did.
Yeah.
So when gas was over a dollar a gallon, yeah, that's what they did. What's next?
Well, and let's hope we don't get to $10. We'll see what happens. So Vince, we talk about storms and hurricanes and in the middle of the country, tornadoes, and what are the chances of getting them, and you know, even now, sadly, nuclear war, and what are the chances. But there is something that's pretty much going to be 100% chance that we're going to get hit with, and I don't think the world and the country is really prepared. We talked about it before, but it's what's termed a coronal mass ejection. So, in short, what it is plasma that periodically gets emitted from the sun. It's from the sun's corona, and it goes into what's called solar wind. What it actually consists of is plasma, which is basically electrons and protons. It does not travel at the speed of light. It travels slower, so it'll take 2 or 3 days to get to the Earth. It's happened before. It's happened periodically. It happens regularly. It's associated with solar peaks. So the sun has what's called an 11-year solar cycle. You know, year being an Earth term, but, you know, we have to normalize it. So in 11 Earth years, the sun goes through a cycle where it has a lot of eruptions and not a lot of eruptions. Right now, in 2022, we're sort of in the middle, but we're on an increasing part of the cycle. So in 2025, we're expected to hit a peak. And why is this important? Well, it's important for a number of reasons. First of all, it's important because during those peaks is when we're most likely to have coronal mass ejections. The second thing is a lot of astronomers and physicists are now saying this solar cycle may be one of the biggest ones in the last 100 years. So what that does, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it means the odds and probability of having something very severe hit the Earth has gone up, you know, in probability by a large amount. So again, a coronal mass ejection basically sends plasma from the sun into the Earth, and what that does is disrupt radio communications, but more importantly, what it does is actually destroy a lot of electronics. So in 1859, as the class knows, there was an extremely severe event that was known as the Carrington event, and that solar storm wiped out telegraph operations in the United States. Now, that's about all we had in 1859. We didn't have radio electronics. We certainly didn't have microwave or cell phones or anything like that. There was no television. There was no radio. But telegraph operations are interesting because what they do is use a very long piece of wire. And what else do we know that uses long, erected pieces of wire? Well, that's the power grid. So we expect the power grid to be affected by a solar storm, just like a telegraph got affected in 1859. We expect something similar to basically happen when the next one hits. Now, we're not just guessing that the power grid's going to be affected. In 1989, a very severe corona mass ejection hit the Earth. It was pointed, so it really depends, you know, what part of the Earth is facing the storm when it hits. So in March of 1989, a storm hit the Earth, and it landed in Quebec and wiped out their power for several days. Now, another interesting reason why it chose to affect ground under Quebec, and this probably has to do with when the glacier receded many thousands of years ago. But the soil and the ground is very conductive. So think of it sort of like lightning. So you know how you put a lightning arrestor out to attract the lightning away from something where you don't want it to go, and the lightning will look for the best, lowest impedance, lowest resistance path to ground. Well, it's very similar in a coronal mass ejection. It'll look for what's the easiest path for me to discharge myself, and it doesn't think, but discharge itself into the ground. And Quebec, for better or for worse, probably for worse, is so conductive in their soil and their ground mass that it attracted it more to Quebec. Let's say it might have gone to New York, or and it, actually New York was affected both because it got a little bit of it, and also the power grids are connected. Even through countries, there is some sharing and backup of power grids. So we know it affects power, and we know we're going into a very severe solar cycle, and it's going to reach a peak in 3 years in 2025, and that's something that we're not guaranteed that something's going to happen, but you need to prepare for it. And there's things you can do to your own home, and there's certainly things that we can do in the United States to protect our power grids, because what it does is it tends to wipe out the transformers that are used to step up and step down the voltage. So in order to go long distances, it's sort of Ohm's law. You want to have higher voltage because you can transmit more power, more distance with a higher voltage because you can overcome the resistance. So you have transformers all over the power grid. Those transformers turn out to be the most vulnerable, or one of the most vulnerable components in our power grid, and we don't have enough backup of those transformers. So if something happened, we had to go out and replace hundreds of these transformers in any given part of the country, it's going to be a logistic nightmare, not to mention we may not even have the right number of them in inventory. So it's something we need to prepare for both at the national level and something you need to prepare for just at your home. Now, the good news is we'll have warning. We now have satellites that are monitoring the sun. Astronomers monitor it all the time. And as I said, it takes 2 to 3 days for it to arrive. So we'll have a pretty good indication of when it's coming. And it also occurs more likely in the summer. And you can think about why that is. The Earth is tilted on its axis more often toward the sun in the summer because, you know, just the way the axis is pointed. So as this discharge is coming from the sun hitting the plane of the Earth, it's more likely to hit a continent or a part of the planet that's, you know, perpendicular to the ongoing rays from the plasma discharge. And more often than not, that occurs in the summer. So if you look at the previous recorded coronal mass ejections, they're all over the map, but generally there's way more of them during the summer months. So, you know, we're not trying to scare anybody. We're just saying it's pretty much guaranteed that we're going to get hit with one, and there is a heightened probability that it may occur in 2 or 3 years. As I said, the peak of the solar cycle is going to occur in the summer of 2025, which is 3 years from today. Previous cycles came in August 2010, July 2012, August 2012, October 2014. So as you can see, there's a preponderance toward the summer there. So back to you, Vince.
Okay. So here's what I do know. What you said is absolutely correct, no question about it. So in 1859, there was a Carrington event that the telegraph system is wires strung from pole to pole to pole up in the air, and that was the antenna. So the plasma hit these telegraph wires and traveled to ground, which was at both ends of the wires. OK, Okay, and it literally set some telegraph station buildings on fire. We know that. Second thing is that power lines, as you mentioned, are in the air, just like the telegraph wires. Yeah, they're insulated from the ground, and they are an antenna, just like the telegraph wires. Okay, and what happens is what you said, and it's happened here at the farm. So actually, lightning hit the power lines, traveled through the power lines, and blew up some of our equipment through the telephone system as well. So you need to think about the telephone protection. So yes, you can protect your AC powered equipment from the wall outlet, but what about if you have a DSL or a telephone that is connected to your computer equipment? So if you have DSL, that is digital subscriber line. That is a telephone wire, copper wire. It could be in the air, or it can be on power poles, or it can be in the ground. Lightning can hit that. Plasma can hit that from an eruption and blow up your equipment through your router. It can travel through your router. It can go from your router to your network switch and ultimately to your computer and printer and DVD player and television and all the rest of it. No question about it. And if you think about it, power lines are really susceptible because you mentioned the transformers. The transformers, I did research years ago, the substations, those big fenced-in areas that have these big transformers with fans and fins and high-tension power lines and high-voltage power lines, there are no replacements in this country for the transformers. They are unique. So for that facility, at that very location, that transformer or those transformers are unique to that area. There's not like a storehouse or a warehouse that has replacements. There are no replacements. None. And the lead time to rebuild or get a new transformer is 2 years. That's the truth. Bert, your comments?
Yeah, and that's if there's power available to power the factory that's going to make those transformers.
Yeah, and the factory is in Europe for those big transformers.
Many of them from Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, we'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Bert's with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, your free speech is being censored all over the world, but not here. Not here at Genesis Communications Network. You may want to consider going to SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. We are under insidious attack here at GCN. So you can click on SaveGCN.com and learn more about what's happening. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince. So let's also mention the May 1921 geomagnetic storm. That was almost as big as 1859, but we had telephone service then. And this storm was so strong that it actually caused fires to erupt at a telephone switching station in New York City. In fact, it seems New York City was sort of at the apex of the where the storm hit, because it also wiped out telegraph that was still widely used in 1921. It wiped out telephone service, burnt down a telephone operation, and did extensive damage to all types of telegraph and telephone throughout the Northeast. And we did not have a lot of power in 1921. We were just starting to roll out power systems throughout the country. So it probably did affect power lines and power systems, but it wasn't really recorded since everyone at the time was focused on telephone and telegraph. And of course it did affect radio communications. We know that's affected shortwave and other, because it affects the ionosphere and the way radio waves work, and so it definitely affected all types of radio communications in 1921. But strong enough that it actually caused fires and burnt down a telephone central office switching station in New York City in 2021, and that was in May. Because remember what I said was, it's more likely in the summer months because of the tilt of the planet that's when you're really facing out toward the sun more directly. And so you'll notice most of these storms that we've recorded over the last couple of hundred years have been more likely than not, plus or minus a couple of months from, June 21st, which would be your peak angle toward the sun. So coming up, as I said, 2025, a lot of scientists are now saying this could be an extremely strong solar cycle. So what can you do? Vince, we've talked about surge protectors, right? So put in surge protectors in your house. And the best surge protector is one you put in a panel. We've talked about that before for class, to go out and depending on what type of panel and circuit breakers you have, you put these in just like you're putting in a 220-volt circuit breaker. It takes two slots. Very easy to do. They cost, anywhere from $30, $50, maybe for some models close to $100, but well worth the investment to put that in your circuit panel, your circuit breaker panel box.
Is that my cue?
Yeah. And here's okay. Something else you can, so here's the good thing about this, if you can say that, is we're going to have a 2 or 3 day warning. And I know this sounds maybe not to make sense, but if you know it's coming, and they're saying, hey, it's going to hit, in the next few hours, turn your power off. So you actually can go ahead and flip your main breaker to your home. And I know that sounds severe, but you will save a lot of damage that could happen to your home, all the things you have connected, refrigerators, TVs, whatever. Just disconnecting yourself from the power grid, at least for, 12 hours or something when the storm hits, you'll prevent a lot of damage that could hit. And by the way, the damage won't just be from the coronal mass discharge as it hits the Earth, but it's going to be from all the surges that are going to happen on the power line from the power company itself turning things on or off. Those surges, when a power transformer blows up or a car runs into a telephone power pole or whatever, those surges cause a lot of extensive damage locally to people that are connected to those power lines. So you prevent that from happening as well by just, if you know it's coming, just flip the breaker off.
Yeah, and when Bert talks about the breaker, he's talking about the main breaker. Okay, so that's the biggest one at either the top or the bottom of your circuit breaker panel. And it'll say main breaker. And it actually controls all of the electricity coming into your house. And if you want to make sure that your outlets are wired properly for your device surge protectors, those outlet strips that have surge protection, you can go to eBay and you can type in electrical outlet receptacle tester. And they are yellow, typically with three lights, $5.32 shipped. I've been using them since the 1980s, and I test every outlet to make sure that they're wired properly. That's what this will tell you, whether your outlet's wired properly. And if you have if it's wired properly, a surge protector will work with a power strip that you plug into the outlet. If it's not wired properly, you have no protection. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today. See you next week.
You got it, Ben.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.